Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to talk about upcoming road and infrastructure projects for the 2018 fiscal year that begins this summer.
In terms of road construction for the upcoming year, there's been significant discussion and focus on the central business district. So Franklin Street, Main Street, Broadway, the city's primary central park area. So the upcoming budget includes the start of undertaking $2.7 million of improvements in that area. Specifically, the city's undertaking the city's Back to Brick program, which converts the current road surface back to brick, of course. The 2018 construction season pretty much focuses on alleys. So the Ooseport Alley, which is Main Street to First Street, and then the Golden Alley, which is Main Street to Broadway Street. And what that does is that takes into account improvements to utilities that otherwise may cause improvements as we look at moving forward to actual street construction. In 2019, the focus is on East 1st Street to East 2nd Street, which takes the city back to brick. And then, of course, there's an asphalt overlay from East 2nd to Hazel Street. In 2020, the Back to Brick program focuses on Franklin Street from Broadway Street to Main Street. And in 2021, the construction focused on Franklin Street from Main Street to East 1st Street. And as I mentioned before, that's a $2.7 million project, which would be a significant improvement to the city's central business district. In terms of local streets, the 2017-18 budget focuses on Elm Street from Broadway to West 3rd Street. And this includes the widening of the street from 25 to 26 feet, and then also the replacement of water mains, hydrants, and new water services and storm sewers in that area. That is expected to be completed this upcoming summer. Additionally, the budget includes a focus on Lincoln and East 3rd Street near Rotary Park, specifically Lincoln Street from Hazel Street to East 3rd Street, and then from East 3rd Street from Columbus Street to Lincoln Street. This project is also included in the 2017 construction season, so that's going to be coming up quickly, of course. One of the other notable projects that we've had considerable discussion on at the council level are improvements to the West Washington Street area. Specifically, there's been congestion from traffic exiting the eastbound lanes of Highway 163. And so the city has been working with the Iowa DOT to address that issue, specifically the installation of traffic signals at that intersection. The estimated cost for that project is about $425,000, but there are grant funds available from the Iowa DOT in the amount of roughly $200,000, so that's a good partnership. In terms of other water projects, of course, we briefly mentioned the long-term water supply plan. The city anticipates undertaking interior painting of the North Water Tower for $200,000. The useful life of the interior painting of a water tower is about 20 years, and we're coming up on that. And so it's something that we continue to maintain our system through major infrastructure projects. And that's just another piece of making sure our water system is up to the standards. Of course, we're currently completing the improvements to the West Substation. That was a roughly $3.5 million project. That project's expected to be completed this summer and fall. And so we continue to focus on distribution improvements within the system. There's a number of distribution system improvements, including support for the North Feeder out of the Vermeer substation in the amount of $600,000. This will help increase the reliability to the north side of town, and is really something that we've been focusing on for quite some time. And then, of course, more noticeable are streetlight improvements. Last year was the first year, 5-year plan for implementation and improvements of new and existing street lighting. So the FY17-18 budget includes roughly $250,000 for those improvements as well. There's a significant number of smaller projects, but these are the projects we felt that probably noted required some noting, and I think will be exciting in the upcoming fiscal year.
Once again, that was City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.